It is important to remember that HMRC compliance officers will be looking for and at these payroll records when they visit your employer or your client. As I said in the introduction, HMRC's new employer compliance fact sheets have replaced the old COP 3 leaflets that were sent out when arranging an inspection visit. Inspection visits are normally arranged by the issue of a standard letter, although sometimes an HMRC officer will telephone the employer first to arrange the date, the place, and the time of the visit. There is nothing sinister about that advance telephone call, and there is no big problem in changing dates if it's convenient for the business to make an alteration. What would be a concern to me is if an officer turns up at the business without giving any advance warning by telephone or letter, because that would be unusual and may of course be inconvenient to the employer, who may then want to seek immediate professional advice. HMRC will issue the employer compliance fact sheets in advance of the inspection visit. The first of these is the EC/FS1, that is the fact sheet 1, Employers and Contractors Reviewing Your Records. This fact sheet provides an overview of the compliance checks and gives you an insight into the arranging and preparing for an inspection visit. There is another one, EC/FS2, for large employers and contractors, again about reviewing your records. It's a similar document to the first one, but it's for large employers, and it also refers to the involvement of a customer relationship manager, who will likely be the contact for the employer when an inspection takes place. That's providing there's a CRM attached to the business. The Employer Compliance Fact Sheet 3 is about compliance checks, what happens during and at the end of a check. It gives employers information on what will happen if something is found to be wrong, how overpayments and underpayments will be dealt with, including where HMRC will ask the employer to pay any unpaid tax on behalf of the employees. It explains what happens next in terms of a contract settlement or formal action where agreement cannot be reached. The next fact sheet is the EC/FS4, Compliance Checks Penalties. And if this is issued with the initial letter, there should be some concern, because it will serve as a warning that HMRC already has reason to believe that there has been a PAYE failure, perhaps in submitting an incorrect return. However, HMRC are not always right about these things, but this is a sign that we need to proceed with caution and take extra care in the handling of the inspection visit. Finally, there is the EC/FS5, Employers and Contractors Compliance Checks, Your Obligations. This is the fact sheet which will not be used very often. It warns that HMRC will take action if faced with non-cooperation. It is intended to help employers understand their obligations and will probably be used very rarely and only when HMRC sees a problem in obtaining cooperation from you or the client.